From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A brief ping. That's all NASA heard from its Mars rover Spirit this morning. Yesterday, it was mute during one communication attempt. During another, the rover sent back junk, a random stream of ones and zeros. NASA's project managers say they don't know what's wrong. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA has gone from receiving reams of data to nothing. The rover team was unable to send a full set of instructions to the rover yesterday. At the time, officials thought a thunderstorm in Australia was blocking the transmission. Now, they're not so sure. Pete Teisinger, the project manager, spoke at a press conference today.
We now know that we have had a very serious anomaly on the vehicle, and our ability to determine exactly what has happened has been limited by our inability to receive telemetry from the vehicle in the last 12 hours or so.
NASA's Odyssey spacecraft, which is in orbit around Mars, passed overhead yesterday, but it didn't hear anything. Mars Global Surveyor flew over a little later. It did receive a signal, but it was as if the lander's mouth was going while its brain was scrambled. Richard Cook is the deputy project manager.
It was only, for lack of a better word, sending sort of zeros and ones, you know, sort of a random pattern of zeros and ones. And effectively what it means is that the radio was on, but that the computer wasn't sending information over to it. And so when the radio is on without being presented with information, it just sends out data that's essentially pseudo noise. It's random zeros and ones.
All this points to some problem with the computer on board. Teisinger was asked, is it possible the rover received garbled instructions because of the thunderstorm and began carrying out nonsensical commands? No, Teisinger said, the rover knows to check its instructions for transmission errors. Richard Cook added that diagnosing the problem could take some time.
Operating a lander on the surface of Mars is difficult because it's not like a spacecraft in deep space where you have sort of guaranteed access to it. In this case, the lander's sometimes on the other side of Mars, and it's not always have enough power to communicate with you all the time. And so what we're frequently having to do is to tell it what to do without knowledge of what its state is or if it's even listening to us.
The problem comes at a bad time for NASA. In 2 days, a second rover named Opportunity is scheduled to land on Mars. The plan had been to give Spirit a 3-day rest so NASA could focus on that event. Teisinger said the team would now have to reconsider what was best.
If this problem on Spirit is somehow a software corruption issue or a memory corruption issue that has reflected itself in software, then I think Spirit can go for quite a long time and we can pick up the pieces again. If, on the other hand, we've had some kind of major power fault, then it has life-limiting characteristics, of course, but it may be more difficult to recover from that.
A power fault could mean the rover is running out of juice. The rover depends on solar power. At the end of today's press conference, a team member rushed in with a bit of good news. NASA had sent a short signal to the rover, and the rover had responded briefly with a kind of ping. NASA can tell the rover to, in essence, reboot itself, but mission controllers are wary of using up extra power until they know exactly what's going on. A team was up all night trying to puzzle things out when engineers said they were, quote, neck deep in analysis. The next communication window opens at 7:10 p.m. Pacific time. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.